This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. A new film featuring the Green Mountain State is about a young married couple who decide to move to Vermont to find their more authentic selves and work on their troubled marriage. The movie is called It's Us, and it explores the idea of a geographic fix that moving to a bucolic state with its beautiful pastoral landscapes and mountain air can help resolve an existential crisis. But can it?
Sometimes I wish that you were an entirely different person.
Well, sometimes I wish you were dead. I look at you guys and then I'm, you know, okay with being alone.
This is territory that's been explored previously in film by our guest, himself a native Vermonter, Colin Thompson, who grew up in Shelburne and, like the character he plays, now lives in Los Angeles. We spoke with Colin Thompson last year about his film Loser's Crown, which also explored issues of identity and the pull and allure of Vermont, for better or for worse. And we're delighted to be speaking with Colin Thompson now, almost 2 years later, about this new film, which he wrote, directed, and stars in. Colin, thanks so much for being with us.
Before you go on to the question, I just want to say, last time I was here, we said it was a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
When you introduced me, I said, no problem, was my reaction to you. And so that's a year and a half. And then it sounded like, oh, I was in the neighborhood picking up dry cleaning. And I was like, yeah, no problem. Glad I could stop by. So I've only had to sit with that for 2 years. So thanks for having me.
I thought no problem was a good answer, but I like this one as well. Now, your last film, Loser's Crown, also followed a character debating whether he should return home to his native Vermont. Here we've got a slight twist. The lead actress in this film, Eliza Coop, is the character who's a displaced Vermonter living in L.A. And she convinces her husband, this is the Hollywood agent that you play, to move to the state to escape a stressful and sometimes demeaning job. Why is Vermont once again arguably the real star of one of your films?
I get a lot of favors here because I think some people like me and budgetary reasons. But I mean, the obvious reason is that I love this place, you know, and I love the way it looks. And with Loser's Crown, it was in the dead of winter and I didn't want everybody to have to be that cold, you know, all the talent. And I, you know, fall in Vermont. Like we wanted to shoot a movie in the fall and kind of showcase that foliage and the, you know, why people come from far away to experience, you know, October in Vermont.
Was it any easier this time around?
No, it was probably harder because we had just come off of Loser's Crown and it was the first go round. It was, you know, I was just had to sit there and yell at my father, you know, in between takes to do it differently. And now I'm like, we're dealing with real actors and their managers and whatnot. Is just a lot more pressure and expectation.
Let's talk a little bit about Eliza Coop, your co-star mm-hmm. in this film. Now, some folks might remember her in, I think it was one of the latter seasons of the show Scrubs.
Right.
You know, she's a pretty accomplished actress. How did you get her for this film? What was it like working with her?
I got her because I took a swing for the fences, essentially, and contacted her manager and was like, here's what we did. I showed her Loser's Crown. I was like, and here's the script. And then they both read it, watched Loser's Crown, and got back to me. And we met in Los Angeles, and she was like, and she was in. I mean, working with her, it couldn't have been anybody else, like looking back on it. Especially when we were talking about what's the difference between Loser's Crown and this one. And it's terrifying. Both times are terrifying, regardless if you're working with non-actors or actors. But, you know, when the stakes get a little higher. I remember the first take we did in It's Us. It was I'm doing so many things, and then all of a sudden we're rolling, and I'm like, oh, here's this actor that I've admired, and I watched Happy Endings and a couple other shows, and all of a sudden we're rolling, and I have to speak lines across from her, and I had a moment after the first take. I was like, I think I'm like self-inducing a stroke, and I don't think I'm going to be able to speak any of these lines, and I think everything's going to be, this is going to tank. And she kind of coached me out of it. She's like, you're fine. She's like, I've seen you in with Loser's Crown, and we hung out and got to know each other. And so she just made everything easier, and there's nobody better.
Well, you know, this movie, it's very emotionally raw. It doesn't pull any punches. The fights between the husband and wife that are depicted sometimes get really mean. Deep personal jabs, even some physical confrontation taking place. What's it like? Because let's face it, this is not a particularly likable character. You were pretty brave to take on this role. You kind of did the same thing in Loser's Crown, but I think it's amped up a little bit more in this one.
Absolutely.
What's it like to write for a character that people are not necessarily going to like very much?
Well, writing it was like is the fun part, and that's well, not the fun part, but the easy part, because people are going to hate this guy and they're going to associate it with me. And that's okay. Like, I want them, I don't want to make people comfortable. I'm not interested in having people walk away happy. But then, on the flip side, after we do a screening and we're in the editing room, I'm like, but I want them to like me, you know? I had to keep reminding myself when I would go back into the editing room that the reason I wrote this was to create that feeling, because it's, to me, that's more real. It's like there are couples and you do fight. And in the editing room, I had to, if I could go back, I would have left some stuff in because I freaked out and I was like, well, they can't say that. Like, I don't want people to have to sit through that. But I mean, like you said, we left enough in to make somebody feel uncomfortable.
And for the character to be consistent and for the movie to work, you can't abandon that. It would have felt false if all of a sudden, you know, you turn around in one scene and you're just saying, oh, I've had this epiphany. I'm a nice guy now.
I just want to say sweet things now.
Right. It doesn't really work that way.
Yeah.
Who was this movie, in a sense, written for? Because again, it's about this young couple. They're in their early 30s. They haven't been married very long, I take it. But they're really having a crisis in their marriage here. You know, who are you writing for in this film?
I want to make a movie that I want to see and that my friends want to see. As you know, the commercial success, the international blockbuster hit The Loser's Crown was, like, the proof is kind of in the pudding about me just making movies that I want to see.
Unfortunately, this is coming out just around Star Wars, so you'll be right up around
the new
Force Awakens film.
Much of it is just two people, you know, and some general themes that people can relate to, and that's the Metropolitan Jones that, you know, you can move up to Caledonia County and have a pumpkin patch and raise your own sheep, you know, and that's going to cure your blues. I think a lot of people have that.
There is that perception that, you know, and Vermont is a lovely state. You love it. You're from here. So I think you wanted to do, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, you wanted to pay homage to Vermont in some ways, but the film is really about these people, and it's about the kind of existential crisis maybe a lot of people can relate to, and you carry yourself with you wherever you go.
Right. Absolutely. Cross-country trip's not going to change anybody. Maybe you'll say less terrible things for a week. But yeah, nobody's changing because they change locations, I don't think.
Folks who see this film will see little nuggets of Vermont here and there. They'll get those treats.
Shelburne Orchards, friends of ours, the Fosters down on Thompson's Point, just let us use their cabin for 2 weeks. The flatbread, Waitsfield. I mean, everybody's so helpful, and that's the thing about this. And like, over the nicest October ever in Vermont, if anybody mentioned the weather, I was like, "You do not jinx us, man." I was like, "Don't even say it."
I wonder about this as I'm watching your movies. You talk about these people from Los Angeles who come back to Vermont looking for something, searching for answers. You're living that to some extent. You're in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel that pull of saying to yourself, just chucking it all in L.A. and saying, you know what, I just want to move back to Vermont? I mean, what's keeping you in L.A.?
What's keeping me in L.A. is I want to feel like I'm just starting to make the right connections. And there will be a time where I can move back here and be able to fly out there when I need to, but also have a reputation that when people talk to, like, Eliza, and they're asking, should I go out and make the movie with those knuckleheads out in Vermont? Like, I want people to be like, every time, do it every time. You'd be crazy not to. So I think we can get there in the next few years, but it's just a slow crawl.
What is it like in Los Angeles? Is it as tough as I imagine it would be for, you know, a young filmmaker who's trying to break into such a competitive business?
It is. It's like flying in. It's so terrifying how many people there are. And you think about how many, how many 32-year-old dudes are here trying to write and make movies. It's the most daunting thing flying in. It's like, I don't want to, just take me back. I don't want to land. It is hard, but you kind of just got to keep your head down and believe that your stuff's good enough.
And this is your passion, right? I mean, this is what you want to do.
This is what I want to do. And I love LA, but Vermont is my home.
The new film is called It's Us. Colin Thompson is the writer, director, and star of the new film. Colin, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.